Well, he was killed in Civil War before my father and mother married.
How about your mother's father?
Well, he is living. We knew him. I called him grandfather. Mm-hmm. Your mother, grandmother.
If you and your wife had children, one might be a boy, but then you might have a
daughter.
Uh-huh. And she would be a...
She'd be my daughter.
Uh-huh. A son is a boy and a daughter is a...
Is a daughter.
Yeah. But not a boy, but a...
I don't get what you mean there.
I'm looking for a girl.
Oh. Well, that should be my girl, a daughter, call it. Yeah.
I've got some of these things in here for words and some for pronunciation, so you may find I'm asking very silly questions.
Yeah. Well, I'll try and answer them the best of my ability.
Oh, no, you're doing well. When there weren't doctors around, who delivered the babies?
Well, you had some woman in the neighborhood who was sort of taking care of those, mm-hmm. some old lady that had a lot of experience, raised a big family, and let's see what they call those. They wasn't house mothers. I forget the name they called her just now.
Was midwife at all?
Midwife, that's it.
If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you say he
resembles his father.
And if a boy lives with his parents until he's 21, you say his parents have
fondled him too much?
Well, let's say he lives with him until he's 17 and ready to go off on his own. His parents...
Well, he's supposed to go out when he's 21 years old. He's supposed to get out on his own that time.
Yeah.
But most boys get out before that time in this country.
Then would you say they've... done what for him? Well, let's put it this way. Family has 10 children. They take care of all of them. They see them through college and see them off on their own. You say they've...
Prepared them for life.
But they've done what to those 10 children? They've... any other word you might use?
Well, I suppose if I don't think of right now.
Any special word for an illegitimate child? Any special words?
Oh, there's another word, bastard.
Yeah.
Like that.
Maybe we better save this one.
Huh?
Maybe we better save this one.
Yeah, all right.
And if you take a baby out for some air, you'd probably put him in that thing with wheels on it.
Baby buggy.
Uh-huh. Your sister's son would be your...
My nephew.
And a child who has lost his parents is an...
Orphaned.
And if the court says, now we'll appoint someone to take care of this child, that man is called his...
Foster parents.
Uh-huh. Any other word?
Any adopted child.
Uh-huh. Well, let's just say that the child isn't adopted, but there's just a man appointed to take care of him and watch over him. He'd be his legal...
Legal guardian.
Uh-huh. A girl's aunts and, excuse me, aunts and uncles and sisters and cousins would be her...
Well, I don't know what relation that would be. Uh-huh.
Well, let's put it this way. When there's a family reunion, all of your...
All the children come together. Uh-huh.
And let's say... For a
foster sister or a foster brother?
Yeah. Some names now. The mother of Jesus was called, or her name was?
Mary.